Hello, and welcome to This or That, the show where we, the woefully uninformed, settle the most pressing questions of our day. I'm your host, Danielle. With me today, as always, are Joshua.
Hello.
And Chris.
Oh, hello.
If you're a longtime listener, then you know how this works. But if you're new to the show, let me explain. Each week, we choose a topic and discuss. The problem will always have two opposing sides and can range from the absurdly silly to the deadly serious. Whatever it is, we don't stop until we choose a side. We rely on your contributions to keep us sounding interesting. So go ahead and send in your best this or that, and your idea may be featured in an upcoming episode. This week's topic is always wear two Nintendo Power Gloves or always talk in robot voice.
Oh my God. Here's the problem. Here's the initial problem that I have with this.
Why would you have a problem with this topic?
No. I feel like this is a major concern. If I'm wearing two Nintendo Power Gloves,
yes,
I'm gonna want
to masturbate.
No, I'm. Well, no, I know how to do that. That's fine. No, I'm gonna want to speak in robot voice already. Like, if I'm wearing two Nintendo Power Gloves, I'm speaking in robot voice.
That's a fair point.
Right?
That is like a totally valid point.
Like, if there were two Nintendo Power Gloves sitting on a desk and you were like, oh, I'm going to put those on, what would the first thing you would do? You would act like a fucking robot.
Except you wouldn't act like a robot forever.
That's true. Yeah, so is this...
I mean, I would think that would lose its novelty pretty quickly.
Is this forever?
Yeah.
Even when you sleep?
Yeah.
Even when you shower?
I am gonna say, for the sake of, you know, hygiene and such, you are allowed to have the gloves off of you for 2 hours a day. That should be long enough for bathing. That should be long enough for bathroom trips. And it should be hopefully long enough for Chris to effectively masturbate.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I only need, you know, like...
He's got the efficiency.
I mean, couple of minutes and a...
Yeah, it's probably not going to take you much more than, like, 45 minutes to poop and shower. So then you got, like, an hour 15 to get all of that frustration out. You got lots of time.
And now, do I have the option of putting the glove back on while I'm jerking it? Like, if I want to.
I mean, if you're down with that, like, if that's what you want, plus that will give you additional minutes for other things that might require fine motor skills, like
sure.
Buttoning your shirt, for example.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Josh is
then,
very,
you know,
tickled by this.
That's,
Do they even... do they even make Nintendo Power Gloves for both hands?
Let's assume that they do.
Okay.
Yeah, we're just going to assume that they do.
Okay. And what does robot voice sound like?
I am a robot. Like, you know, monotone.
Okay.
Oh, it's not like Andy Samberg robot voice, aka T-Pain.
Yeah, no, you don't have auto-tune. And you occasionally are like, beep, boop, 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 boop.
Okay.
As well.
I'm down with that.
Yeah. That's your robot. Voice like,
man,
hey baby, you are so sexy today, beep boop beep, you know.
Do the power gloves have cords coming off of them, or I guess cord?
We're gonna say that they are wireless. Now I'm looking at a picture of a power glove. Joshua, I am sure, is very familiar with the power glove. You had power gloves at one point, didn't you?
Singular, not plural. No, I don't know if anyone had two.
Yeah,
you had a well, the rich kids probably did.
Well, no, because they weren't. They only made them for your right hand.
Right, and you needed one hand to use them.
Yeah, but like two-player games, though. Yeah, but weren't there two-player games that required you, like Punch-Out or something?
I have no idea.
No, I don't believe it ever worked with two players.
Fair enough, that's too bad.
I think it was something that, I don't think it could take that much input.
No, fair enough. It, like, overloads the 8-bit system. Okay, so, Chris, are you familiar with the Power Glove?
I am. I watched The Wizard, okay. So I know what the power glove is.
There you go. Go Fred Savage. Okay, so the power glove, for those of us that are either too young to know what the power glove is, they're not available to Google or they're just like, what the fuck are you talking about? It is a glove that goes up to about midway up the forearm. It looks like it is made of a gray and black polyester type material. And on the top of the wrist, there is what looks to be a modified Nintendo controller. And then there's some sort of sensor over the knuckles, which is connected to the controller with a thick kind of corrugated wire. And then there are other wires. But we're going to say that this thing is cordless. I don't believe it was at the time. Was it, Joshua?
It was not.
No.
The black parts we're seeing, that was like
Lycra
mesh kind of a thing.
Oh, okay, cool.
And
so it's got a little bit of...
The gray was a semi-hard, like, rubber.
Oh! See, I was thinking it looked kind of spongy, like old winter gloves that you would have had, but it was like a semi-solid...
Like, it was bendable, but it was kind of rigid.
All right. But then at the bottom, you had a little bit of tactile feeling. Okay, so there's your Power Glove. Just search Nintendo Power Glove on the Google machine, and you will find this very same picture, I'm sure. So, yeah.
So I'll tell you where I'm. I'll tell you where I'm. What I'm initially thinking is robot voice, and then just not speaking. or not speaking a whole lot, because I mean, there's like, you can get away with being quiet. And no one's going to know that you have robot voice. I mean, they might know, but it's not, you know, ever present, you know, 24 hours a day. Wearing two power gloves, like, that's always going to be there.
I'm looking through additional pictures of the power glove, and in their original advertising, it shows that your fingertips are exposed.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, your fingertips are exposed.
Oh.
Oh, I didn't realize that. That changes things.
It doesn't change things a lot. I mean, if you're thinking that makes it so that you can, like, type or use your phone, remember, I said that the gray parts are semi-rigid. Like, it was kind of hard to bend your fingers.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's good to know.
And that's just going to get in the way of everything. Like, you want to cook a meal or eat a meal or, use your phone, flip somebody off. Like, you just can't do it.
Fair enough. Where are you heading on this, Joshua, since you have experience with the Power Glove more so than Chris and I do?
Power Glove!
If I choose the Power Glove, can I also wear a power pad as, like, a vest?
If you want to, you go to town. Remember that one night we were trying to find the power pad in your parents' house, and we couldn't because we were really excited to play track and field?
Oh my god.
That thing is awesome.
I remember that.
And in hindsight, I'm feeling like I probably wouldn't have been able to keep up with the amount of cardio endurance that's required for something like
that. Oh, no. When you use the power pad, you don't run. You get on your knees and use your hands.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, so it's more like playing
the drums.
That's
the way you play that all those games.
Totally.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, Josh, what are you thinking?
I think that robot voice is going to be obnoxious, but it has a much more minimal effect on your life overall.
Yeah.
And so it has to be robot voice, as obnoxious as it's going to be.
And it's going to be obnoxious. I mean, there's, like, on Halloween, you could always go as a robot, and then you'd be fine for one day.
See, I don't know. Maybe I'm underestimating how obtrusive this would be, but, like, I feel like I couldn't talk in a robot voice. Plus the fact that would completely negate my sense of humor. Like, I'm all about sarcasm. You can't get sarcasm with a robot voice. Additionally, the fact that you could take the power gloves off a little bit, I don't know. Like, I could still wash my face.
2 hours isn't very long.
It's really not
that
long.
Yeah, I know that's not very long, but...
You can't, like, type on a computer. Still... You can't use your... Well, you could use
your
phone.
Yeah, you can. You use the one finger method. There's someone in my office that actually does that, and it's hilarious to see.
Are they 800 years old?
I have no comment regarding the age of this particular employee, because I don't want them to be identified. But I will say that this person does the one finger method.
That just seems...
There's another person I work with that's all about the home row that, like, backspaces with you know, their pinky. And I'm like, wow, I wish I had learned how to type properly. But whatever. But
whatever.
My point is,
I have gone both ways on the typing, and now I'm kind of a hybrid. Like, I know how to type, but yeah. I don't. I use kind of like the like 3 or 4 fingers on each hand. But yeah, anyhow.
I think wearing that glove is going to be incredibly disruptive to your, you know, day-to-day. Like, you can get used to it, but I think it's going to be really disruptive to your day-to-day life. And, I mean, robot voice, like, you can turn it off just by not speaking. I don't know.
That would be so hard for me, like, forcing myself to talk like a robot.
And how would you laugh? Like, That was so. Funny. Beep boop boop beep.
So okay. If you choose robot voice,
yeah,
does it just happens, or you have to make yourself do it?
No, you have to put the effort in to do
What's the penalty if you don't?
You get an electric shock.
What?
Oh Jesus!
Wait. Whoa.
Yeah, like static electricity. Like you dragged your feet across a carpet and that touched.
Wow, this changed. I feel because somebody has an opinion and wants to make it a little worse for robot voice.
That's what I had in my head the whole time.
And if you take the power glove off for over 2 hours, what happens?
You get an electric shock.
Just one?
Well, yeah, it would be continuous until you put the gloves back on.
I was gonna say, if it's just one, then I'm just not wearing
it. Yeah, no. Yeah, you get one static shock and then the 24 hours resets. No.
How painful is this static shock?
It's like touching a doorknob after you've dragged your feet across the carpet.
I feel like I could get used to that.
Yeah, but
I mean, it's not going to kill
you. It's continuous until you put the gloves back on.
It'll be continuous, like pulsating, until you put the gloves back on or until you talk in robot voice
That's what I'm thinking because, okay, so I've already decided I'm going robot voice, but now I can speak in normal voice. I just have to speak in short sentences and be able to endure like a mild electric shock while I do it.
What if the shock was for your sphincter?
I mean, what if the shock was to my taint? Like
We're gonna say in both cases the shock occurs at a random spot on your body.
I feel like I mean, obviously,
ooh, if it's random, you're not getting used to that.
I don't know. I think over time, and you know, you give one word answers. I'll tell you, I'd quit the podcast. I mean, immediately, unless you guys wanted a robot as a guest host.
Yeah, that could be our, you know, our guest
robot-y McRobot Rodderson.
Regular host, and then.
But yeah, I think I'm just going to endure it. I think I'm just going to, you know, you're going to ask me like, Chris, what are your thoughts on life? And I'll just be like, yes.
Yes, I have thoughts. Like,
no.
So Joshua, where are you living on this?
I think it has to be robot voice.
Yeah.
It has to be robot
voice. It has to be.
I mean, you cannot live with two power gloves on your hands.
No.
I don't know, maybe... I'm like, I feel like I could do most things I need to do with two power gloves on.
And you're going to sweat, and it's just going to be gross. Ugh.
Oh, it's going to get real gross.
It's going to get real gross. Like, real, real gross.
I don't think it would get that sweaty, but maybe my hands aren't as sweaty as yours,
Well,
Chris.
I mean, I'm just thinking, you know, like, when you go work out or go, like, if I go on a bike ride, ugh. That's going to be nasty.
Well, you can wash them. You can take them off and wash them.
Yeah, but I only
have
2 hours. And I'm betting I can't just throw a power glove into the washing machine. Like,
well, you don't need it to function.
Yeah. That's a good point. That's a good point. But, okay, wait. So now I'm wearing power gloves that don't work? Great.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they don't have wires. You can't plug them into anything.
Except
yeah, they have wires,
I was told they are wireless.
Well, and you don't have the sensor bar.
I'll get a sensor bar. Like, I'm just saying, the only thing
How about if it sweetens the deal for you, then sure, they work, but they, you know, their ability to function doesn't change by doing things like washing them. How's that? I don't think that's going to change your mind anyway, Chris.
No, it doesn't. I'm just saying, the only thing
that puts you over
the only
edge.
Thing stupider than wearing two power gloves is wearing two power gloves that don't work. Like...
Is talking in a robot voice.
Talking robot voice is not stupider. And I don't even think I'm going to be doing that because apparently all I have is a mild static shock somewhere in my body that I think I can handle.
I don't think a static shock is mild. I mean, it has to be strong enough that it hurts you.
I'm pretty tough. That wasn't a joke. Like I'm hecka tough.
All right.
Well, when you put it that way, I'm convinced.
I'm hecka convinced.
Right. Hecka.
All right, fair enough. Well, I lose on this one, but I still think that I could live a good quality of life wearing two power gloves. Plus, I'd have a quirk about me. People could be like, yeah, Danielle, she's the one that wears the power gloves.
Well, wait,
gloves.
You don't think we'd have a quirk about us? We talk in robot voice.
Yeah, we're...
Yeah, that'd be so annoying. I wouldn't even want to talk to you, Joshua.
So normal?
I'd be like, what is this
like,
robot
what's
voice
changed?
Business? Fair enough. Thanks for listening to another episode of This or That. This week we discussed talking in a robot Beep voice bop. Or wearing robot hands. Which would you choose? You can email us at tiertpodcast@gmail.com. Tweet us at tiertpodcast. You can drop on by our Facebook page and say hi at facebook.com/tiertpodcast. Have a great idea for a topic? Send us an email and don't forget to give us your name and where you're from so we can give you a shout out. If you like the show, tell your friends and do us a favor and rate us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you got this episode. And be sure to join us next week when we'll be discussing two more things.